Hi, this is a continuation of the dictation from for Muhammad Amir, Muhammad Amir, date of birth 9/18/1986, date of accident 4/1/2022, date of services 11/16/2022. Mr. Muhammad Amir is here. I have already done the dictation, continuation of the dictation from 1201-077. The physical examination continues. The history of presenting illness and that was already dictated. This is a 36-year-old Pakistani male of a good built nutrition, alert-oriented, cooperative, conscious, sitting comfortably, well-built, well-nourished, and hydration is good. Patient does not appear to be in acute distress or shortness of breath or severe pain faces. Patient doesn't appear to be overtly anxious or lethargic. Patient exhibits good attitudes and demeanor. Dress and hygiene is normal. The patient is able to walk well and is mobile, independent, without using any adaptives. So the rest of the exam will be from the template, including the neurological examination. The musculature examination is also from template, except there is a spasm of the cervical extensor muscles, capitis and trapezius in the superior fibers, and some spasm in the upper trapezius fibers is noticed with few trigger points. In the L1 to L5 paraspinal muscle has a spasm bilaterally with minimal tenderness and 1 plus hypertonicity. The range of motion of the cervical spine is as follows. Forward flexion is 40, extension is 50, bilateral side flexion 40, and bilateral rotation is 70. The lumbar spine MRI, lumbar spine range of motion, forward flexion is 50, extension is 15, bilateral side flexion is around 25, and bilateral rotation is 30. Hyperextension was not painful. Maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain. In the cervical spine, Hoffman sign was found negative. Sperling sign was negative. Lermit test was negative. Distraction test was positive. Soto-Hall test was positive. In the thoracic spine, Roos test and Slump test was found negative. The lumbar spine Brzezinski-Kernick test was negative. Straight leg raising test was positive. Bilateral contralateral regress test is positive. Breger test is negative. Kemp test was positive. Babinski sign was negative. Sacral leg joint, bilateral sacral leg joint was found tender and painful. And standing flexion test was found positive. Iliac compression test was positive. Distraction test was positive. Faber test was positive bilaterally. And Trendelenburg sign was negative. Faber test, Gonsalin test, positive bilaterally. In the extremities examination, the patient has pain in the right shoulder, slightly right elbow and right thumb are the area with positive finding. The rest of the extremities are negative for any tenderness, pedal edema, contusion, laceration, muscle spasm, varicose vein. Range of motion of all other joints is normal. Quick test is negative. No glycogen discrepancy is noticed. Only the issue is in the right upper extremity. The examination of the right shoulder reveals that the patient has, on inspection, normally appearing shoulder with the range of motion being normal on active and passive. active range of motion is possible up to 180 degrees without major pain in the shoulder, especially the abduction. Muscle strength is 5x5. Special tests were conducted. Drop arm test was negative and anterior posterior apprehension test negative. Speed test, near test, empty beer can test positive. Hawking Kennedy test was positive. The elbow examination reveals that the patient has a tenderness of the olecranon. And very tender. The range of motion of the elbow is quite normal, with normal supination and pronation. The medial and lateral epicondyle are not tender. Examination of the hand and wrist on inspection, swelling, deviation, retrophy, pulse wound, fractures are identified. Color of the skin of the hand and wrist is normal. No angulation deformity. No atrophy of thin or prominence is noticed. Range of motions are normal. Except for the right thumb, rest of the wrist is completely normal. And the sign, tail end sign, carpal tunnel compression are negative. The right thumb has is slightly swollen and most of the swelling is now gone. Pain is around 4 into 1 by 10. And the patient was not wearing any splint or any brace for the trauma, and no fracture is present, but patient denies any X-ray being done. Diagnosis. General V89.2X60, F09.90XA, CNS R51, R42, shoulder, right shoulder M25.511, M75.110, M75.30, M75.50, S43.432D. Right wrist, S3.501. Right hand M79.641. Right thumb is very tender. Tendonitis of the extensor tendons. In the lower extremity, there is a pain in the right knee M25.561. And sprain of the right ACL. And then cervical spine M54.250.20, M54.12, M53.82, S13.4XXA. Thoracic spine M54.09, M54.6, M51.24, M54.14, M54.08, S23.3XXA. Lumbar spine M54.55, M51.27, M54.16, M54.42, S33.5XXA, M48.06, M54.08, sacroiliac spine bilateral, M54.17, S33.5XXA, M46.1. The right side sacroiliac joint is more tender than the left. Plan of care for Mohammed Amir is from the template. The treatment plan for Mohammed Amir is as follows. Physical therapy continue 3 times a week for the neck, lower back, shoulder, right elbow, right wrist and hand, and right knee, and right sacroiliac joint with traction and massage. Patient is released to a light duty job 8 hours per day for 6 days with 10 pounds lifting limit. housework replacement is ordered also. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRI and other imaging records are as follows. The M1 imaging has this MRIs that were available at the time of dictation. Date of exam is 6-2-2022. They were ordered by Dr. Bachu and shows the following. And this is spine. The herniated disc C23, C4, C56, bulging disc at C45 and C67, indenting the ventral thecal sac, causing spinal stenosis of 9.5 millimeter at C67, 8.6 at C56. And also C6 nerve root is compressed at the left side. In the thoracic spine MRI, there is a paracentral disc herniation at T2 and T3 on the right side, indenting the ventral thecal sac, causing mild right lateral recess stenosis. In the lumbar region, patient reports that there is a L3, L4, there is a right foramen protrusion, disc herniation. L4 side, there is a broad base disc herniation. L5, S1, there is a broad base disc herniation. Right knee MRI is done and it shows that there is anterior cruciate ligament sprain and no other abnormality. Interventional pain procedures are being considered. Patient has been advised that he may benefit from lumbar epidural steroid injection, right sacroiliac joint injection, and trigger point injections, and cervical epidural injection, as well as a thoracic epidural injection area of disc disruption. Medical options, none are being considered right now. Once patient has completed a course of injection treatment, he will be referred to a surgeon if the pains are not relieved 80%. Referred to neuropsych evaluation, the patient has complaints of only headache but no TBI symptoms, so not needed. Attended case worker is not warranted. Past medical records, yes. Investigations, no new investigation is being ordered, DMEs. The patient is being ordered a brace for the right wrist to help with the thumb, and a heating pad. He already has a tense unit back brace, neck brace, and a tense unit. Education is yes. Patient will be followed up in 30 days, and direct contact yes. Once the patient has made up his mind, we'll be able to help him with certain injections. Regarding the ACL sprain in the right knee, I believe it can resolve without surgical intervention with few intra-articular injections. Thank you.